Welcome to Debriefing the Law Daily Update. Today is December 2nd, 2020, and this is what's happening. Well, yesterday was not a good day for President Trump. While his crackpot legal team was filing another election lawsuit in Wisconsin, his Attorney General, William Barr, decided to go public with his findings of election fraud. And it's not a good look. And I'm not just talking about doing a press conference before your Grandpa Munster hair dye has had time to dry. Also, not a very good look. But on a Tuesday, Barr said, "To date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election." Yeah, I sure hope Barr has updated his resume, because one thing we do know about Trump, he's not above saying, "You're fired," less than 2 months before inauguration day. All right, Trump's team, they fired back. They claimed that the DOJ hasn't even done their investigation yet, Trump tweeted. "You would think if you're in the FBI or Department of Justice, this is the biggest thing you could be looking at." Well, Jenna Ellis and Grandpa Munster, Trump's lawyers, said in a joint statement, "With all due respect to the Attorney General, there hasn't been any semblance of a Department of Justice investigation. Yeah, I think them are fighting words. Well, I think one thing we all can say is this. Show me the money. If you are alleging voter fraud, hey, here's a tip. Tell Fox News. You know Tucker Carlson? Oh, he would love to run with this story. It would be all he talked about for a month. So stop alleging and start showing." Now, it's my personal opinion that Trump's team here, they're playing the long game. Yes, there was voter fraud. Sure, I have personally talked to people who witnessed it, but it's not going to be on the scale to change the results of the election. And I really think that that's what Barr is saying here. So Trump's team is wanting to establish that voter fraud did exist and then have a court say, "Ah, but you've run out of time." And that, my friends, will be the start of his 2024 presidential campaign. All right, also in the news, Dolly Parton might be getting a Presidential Medal of Freedom. The country music legend has been in the news recently about her involvement in fighting illiteracy, fighting the COVID virus, and finally coming to peace with Jolie. Yeah, she really is a Renaissance woman. But Obama was asked by Stephen Colbert why he didn't award her with a medal. And he said, "It was one of his biggest mistakes." Well, that's one tarnished legacy. You don't mess with Dolly World. Well, that's our update for December 2nd, 2020.